Billy Von, Billy Von, Billy Von, Bon, 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 Bon.
They call me Creepy Jeff. I work down in the prison mail room. I get to read all the letters coming into the prison before the prisoners read them. And I'm going to read you today some letters that went to Chris Watts. You hear the Chris Watts? He gets a lot of love letters. So many love letters to this guy. Do you know what he did? He killed his wife, strangled her, killed his kids too, and then he stuffed them into an oil storage tank. That man is evil. So evil. And now I'm gonna read you some letters from some women who sent him some love letters. Let's start with the first one. Oh, yeah. Dear Chris, you don't know me, but I think you might want to. Oh, yeah. My name is Tammy, and I'm from Ohio. I'm 36, never married. I bet she's real tight. Real tight. Yeah. Was close one time, but my career got in the way. No kids. Diehard OSU fan, alumni too. Sorry, but I really don't like the Steelers. I'll try not to hold that against you. Anyway, I will keep this short because I'm not sure this will even get to you. That's right, because I'm reading it. I'm reading it now. I just wanted to reach out and be your friend if you like. Someone who knows nothing about you, therefore would not judge you based on your current situation. Also, I thought you want to know what I look like. Oh, yeah. So I printed a few pics from my Facebook. Yes, it really is me, I promise. I will say this, it seemed rather archaic to print pictures on a printer, since we do everything electronically anymore. But for now, I will do maybe down the road if I hear back from you. And we start to correspond. I will send you actual pictures. Believe me, I have a zillion. I will tell you this. I'm not fake. I never lie to you. I don't want anything from you. And I don't want to discuss your case. I'm also not a crazy person who rats inmates. First time for everything. I'm actually very nervous. Oh, yeah. If I never hear a word from you, I will understand. But please don't hesitate to write back if you don't just like to have a new friend. Be strong, Tammy. P.S. I didn't expect my pics to print full page. Like I'm right there in your face. Oh yeah, Tammy. Right in my face. Oh yeah. Let's read another one. Let's read another one. Greetings from New York, Chris. I wanted to send you a greeting card, but I have no idea what to... Two mail rooms are there, so I'm containing myself. Hold on, I'm looking at this picture. Let me calm down. I need to calm down. So I'm playing it safe with a loving letter. At least. I hope it's not boring. You're probably being bombarded with mail, huh? I hope I haven't invaded your space by reaching out. That's not my intention at all. I found myself thinking a lot about you. I wasn't going to write because part of me figured maybe this letter wouldn't be welcomed by you. But I figured life is too short. You're not right, so here I am. Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Oh, yeah. If you've gotten this far without throwing out my letter in the trash, thank you. I'm not going to bombard you with questions. I figured to tell me about yourself if you feel up to it. As for me, I'm an open book. You can ask me anything you like. I promise to answer honestly for starters. I'm 29 years young. I'll be 30 November 17th. Gasp! Really not ready to exit my 20s yet. I was born in Odessa, Ukraine, and Russia is my first language. Oh, Russian Ukrainians, yeah. I grew up in Boston, Massachusetts, but have lived in New York on and off for 10 years now. Have you been to New York? Oh, yeah. Yes, I have. I have a lovely relationship with it, but I don't think I'll ever live in Boston again. Have I bored you to tears yet? That was my goal, kidding, of course. What's this up here in parentheses? I would love to tell you more about me. I'm extremely lonely and can use a friend. Oh, I'll be your friend. I'll be your friend. Yeah. I'm sure you're wondering why I'm even writing you. I know I'm a stranger, but I care about you and your situation. I can't help it. Is there anything you need? Oh, yes, there is. Oh, yes, there is. Can I send you something? A book, perhaps? No, send me more pictures. Please let me know and I won't be shy. Now only can you ask me anything. You can ask me for anything. My brother was incarcerated for a long while. He told me getting mail was the highlight of his day. Oh, it's the highlight of my day, too. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It put a smile on his face. And it puts a smile on Crazy Jeff's face, too. It puts a smile on Jeff's face, too. Well, Chris, I hope I put a smile on your face. I'm here for you. I keep writing more, but I don't know where you stand. So at this point, it's best if your court, the ball is in your court. I can't concentrate. Again, if there's anything I can do for you, okay, small, I'm losing my mind here. Okay, calm down, calm down. Big or small, please don't hesitate to ask. Keep your head up and stay strong. Please know there are strangers out there like me who care about you with friendship. Tatiana, oh yeah! I only sent one picture as I don't know how many are allowed per envelope. If you want me to send more, I can send more. Oh, send more. Let me look at that picture over here. Oh, yeah. Oh, I gotta go. I gotta go now. Oh, yeah.